The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, three people died in separate accidents on Irish roads over the weekend, as well as one cyclist in Cork City. In fact, because of what's happened over the last number of days, the rate of road deaths in Ireland almost equates the number of deaths over the same period in 2024, showing there's been very little improvement in this area. So with the high levels of road accidents, who is to share the blame and how much of it is put on cyclists? Well, Kieran Cannon, president of Cycling Ireland and a former Fine Gael TD for Galway East, joins me on the line now because you've written a piece this morning in the Irish Examiner, Kieran, saying we must stop blaming victims for road deaths. But particularly what you say is cyclists and pedestrians are too often portrayed as the agents of their own tragedies while drivers vanish from the story. What do you mean by that?
What I mean, Kira, is, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about this, is that we urgently need to look at how we describe road deaths, how we describe the incidents that we see covered again and again in our newspapers, online, on our print and broadcast media, because language matters. Language has always mattered. It influences how we think about road safety, how we think about preventing these tragic accidents, as you say. 125 people have died on our roads so far this year, 125 shattered families. And these crashes are more often than not, Kira, they're reported as random, inevitable events, accidents. And then all that remains for us is to share condolences. But if they are reported as they are, as the outcome of choices by drivers, by road design engineers who design unsafe junctions, by policymakers who fail to reduce speed limits, well, then accountability becomes possible and prevention becomes possible. So what I'm urging in that piece in the Examiner this morning is for us to really consider how we report road accidents, road collisions.
So specifically, Kieran, just bring me through the language, the language that is used that you think is problematic.
Okay. It's all problematic, and there's a complete consistency of problematic description of these incidents has been going on for a very long time. And we see, reports describing a cyclist in collision with a truck or a pedestrian struck by a bus. And in each case, the driver of the truck, the driver of the bus is completely absent from the account. And ultimately, Kira, all a car or a truck is just a mass of steel and rubber. It sits there, not moving, inanimate, not capable of killing anyone until a driver gets behind the wheel. But every single time that these incidents are reported, the vehicle is given agency, the car or the truck. The vulnerable road user is always described. It's either the pedestrian or the cyclist. They're ultimately then positioned as the active party. And it's a very subtle and, I would argue, in most cases unintentional, but it is a powerful way of shifting blame, shaping how we think about road deaths and diminishing accountability, and thus, lowering and decreasing our opportunity and our ambition to drive towards what we are all ultimately trying to get to, is zero road deaths by 2050, Vision Zero.
And do you not think that people who are reading those reports or listening to those reports on the radio know that the bus that was involved wasn't a driverless, that there was another individual involved?
But why is that not described, Kira? Why do we studiously avoid, reporters again and again, studiously and deliberately avoid using the word driver? It never appears. And I challenge anyone to go back over reporting over the last 5 years of these tragic incidents on our roads and to find a news report that actually describes the driver as just being a participant. And why we're not for a moment suggesting that we assign responsibility for the collision to the driver, but that we assign responsibility for the collision equally. Why not just describe all of the human actors in these tragic incidents, such as driver and pedestrian in collision? Something as simple as that, Kira, rather than pedestrian hit by car. And we should also avoid using words, and I've already inadvertently used it this morning talking to you, avoid using words like accident, because they risk marking these collisions as inevitable and unavoidable, and they're not. They are the result of decisions that we make day in, day out, as individual road users, as policymakers, as road design engineers. So ultimately, we need to move to a point that when we do this reporting, and we need to be exceptionally careful about the language we use. And if we use the right language and describe accurately these incidents and how they occur, we will be in a far better place when it comes to ensuring that Irish roads are safer in general.
So if we don't use the word accident, you say we shouldn't say that because in many instances it's not an accident, it's because of a choice that a person has made. What word do we use instead then?
Incident. Collision. You know, that needs to be the kind of wording that we use. And as I said, you know, if we can consistently name the pedestrian and name the cyclist and then describe them being in collision with an inanimate object like a car or a truck or a bus, we automatically subliminally assign blame to the poor, vulnerable person who is out there using the safest mode of transport possible. They're either walking to or from work or school or wherever they may be, or cycling. They're the people that are out there using the safest modes of transport possible. But when it comes to describing their deaths and their serious injuries, they are the only people named in the headline of every report. The other people involved in the incident are almost exonerated because the blame is assigned to a vehicle, a car or a bus or a truck. And, you know, they back in 2021, in the UK, they came up with media reporting guidelines to solve this problem. And I'm arguing also in that piece in the Examiner this morning that we need to do the same. We need to get the National Union of Journalists, the Press Ombudsman, the Road Safety Authority, the Gardaí. We need to get together and sit down and come up with a fair and accurate and unambivalent method of reporting these incidents on our roads so that we don't assign blame to the people who are ultimately the victims of these collisions, that we assign blame equally and we then move towards having really fair and balanced and neutral language that allows us to make far better decisions when it comes to road safety policy making in general. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just looking
nothing
at
more, nothing less.
The one of the comments that you write about here, pedestrian struck by a bus. I mean, to me, that doesn't suggest that the pedestrian was responsible for this. That's just, to me, a statement of fact.
No, but did the bus, you know, leave its depot? Did it drive to that location? It didn't, Kira. I mean, the bus had a person behind the wheel. That person needs to be described in the description of the incident.
And so you would prefer pedestrian struck by a bus driver is what you would look for?
Correct. Or pedestrian in collision with bus driver. You know, that's where we need to go. Because if you constantly name the vulnerable road user, you describe them as a pedestrian or a cyclist, you are subliminally assigning blame to them. They're the people that are given agency here. And the other person involved in the incident is completely written out. They're not described in any shape or form. And you go down through the article and it may go on for 300-400 words. At no point will the other person involved in the incident be named or described in any shape or form. And that just needs to stop.
And there's lots and lots of texts, as is always the case when we discuss cyclists and pedestrians and road users. Kieran, it won't surprise you. Cyclists and pedestrians need to take responsibility. I've met numerous pedestrians walking straight out onto the road because they are looking at their phones. And I've just met a cyclist in Tralee this morning cycling against the traffic.
Yes, and these incidents happen, and they happen every day. But to assume that pedestrians and cyclists are the ones that are causing injury and death on our roads is a major leap to make in terms of road safety policy in general. You know, the fact that 125 people have died on our roads this year is as a result of vehicles, cars, trucks and buses either colliding with one another or colliding with vulnerable road users. So, and you know, the really important thing here is we need to start looking at road safety in a completely different way, Kira. You know, if you look, for example, there's a really great science, and rightly so, around safety at work, safety in the workplace, health and safety in general. And when you look at a workplace, if you go into your place of work or somebody working in a manufacturing facility, we do everything we possibly can to make that environment safer. And we use safety guards, we use protective barriers, eliminate danger. But in road safety, we simply say, let's forget about eliminating the danger and skip straight to the last line, which is wear a helmet, watch out, be visible. We urgently need to look at our roads environments, the places where we all literally move about every day, be it in the city or be it in a rural area, as a place that we must make as safe as possible for all road users, for the people behind the wheel of our cars or our trucks or our buses, but also for our cyclists and our pedestrians. And when you use that kind of language, where you are consistently, subliminally assigning blame to either the cyclist or the pedestrian, you are going in the opposite direction rather than the direction we need to go to.
All right, Kieran Cannon, we're going to leave it there, but thank you for your time this morning. Do text us your thoughts on that, 087 1400 106.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.